Oh, yeah. I'd love to answer that ego and me question because that comes up pretty frequently. But let me ask you a question. When we come to the text in John 17:3, and Jesus explicitly confesses that the Father is the only true God, and that Jesus is not part of that only true God, how does that work with a Trinitarian perspective that says that the Son is God, the Father is God, the Holy Spirit is God, when Jesus says only the Father is truly God?
Well, he doesn't say it in those words you're saying. He's not saying, Father, you're the only, concept of God or God. You got to remember again, this is now Jesus in the flesh. You got to remember that he responds to the Father, in he is also the Son of Man. He's also the second Adam. He is the man Christ. He's the mediator. So in he is also functioning in that way towards the Father. Because we have the Father speaking to the Son, and again, out of the Old Testament, now added into the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 1, capital G, God says to, God. God speaks to God. And so when we find Jesus in his incarnate state, don't forget that he is functioning as not only, the sent Son of God, the Savior, and so forth, but he's functioning as the man Christ Jesus in relationship. He is praying to the Father. And he has no concept, there's no concept there, in that one particular, verse of all of the revelation of the New Testament in reference to him being also being God in flesh.
Right. Yeah, I think the point, I don't know if you answered my question, Russ. Let me just redefine it a little bit. The text says that you, the only true God. He's in prayer to his Father. He says, it's eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That's
sure.
Just a verbatim reading of the text.
Sure.
And my question to you is, who is the only true God, according to this text?
According to that text, when he says the Father, no question. When he's saying you, but see, here's something again, is where you're missing that out of, again, John 14. I and the Father, we are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So there's where the fuller revelation has to come in.
Right. But now, would you agree, sorry, I'm asking another question, but it's along the same lines. Is that all right?
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Would you agree that when fuller revelation comes, that it cannot contradict earlier revelation, it can only expand on it?
I agree. I don't believe it does. I believe it expands on it.
What does the word only mean?
The word only?
Yeah. He says that you are the only true God.
Mono, it's just, that's what it means. Exactly what it means.
If you're right.
The Father is the only true God. I can say the same. Jesus is the only true God, like at the end of the book of 1 John. The end of the book of 1 John, it refers to Jesus, that he is the only, he's God.
Look at the name, Yahweh, Yahshua.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Yahweh,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
Sure. That brings up a good point. I appreciate that because Russ is right to point out that there are a number of texts in which the Old Testament is quoted in the New Testament and Yahweh texts are applied to Jesus. And then there are other texts where it's clear that Jesus cannot be Yahweh, like Psalm 110:1, like Acts 13:33.
Sure.
So how I harmonize these two independent streams of data is to say, well, Jesus is Yahweh representatively, like as an agent of Yahweh, and yet he's not in the sense of the Trinity. He is not Yahweh, because Yahweh is the Father, and that's a pretty clear cross-the-board distinction for scholars. I think it's your turn, Russ, to ask me questions.